This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Planned Parenthood problem seems to be getting thicker by the day, and it now involves the White House. Because of a 1993 law, the Department of Health and Human Services is to exercise oversight of Planned Parenthood, specifically because federally funded research allowed the collection of human remains derived from abortion. HHS now says there has been no such oversight since President Obama took office. A UN watchdog says that the powerful UN Human Rights Committee is attempting to make it harder for nations to have anything but tepid abortion restrictions. CFAM says the committee's new document ignores any mention of the rights of the unborn, saying that only mothers have rights and then only rights to abortion. The committee further holds up the disputed term therapeutic abortion as necessary to uphold the UN Charter on Human Rights. This is Life News Radio.
Women, aren't you tired of hearing that you need to change who you are in order to be amazing? We are. We want to acknowledge all that you do, both the things that are seen and the many acts of service that go unnoticed. We also want to acknowledge not only the things you do, but the person you are, because you are, quite simply, amazing. Thanks. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
Criticism of Planned Parenthood funding is coming from an unlikely source. The owner of Mississippi's last abortion clinic says the abortion giant is like Walmart and should be defunded. With California's new assisted suicide law, pro-life advocates are telling Californians to brace for what has happened in Oregon. One doctor says medical treatment is often denied because life is expensive, but death free. This has been Life News Radio.